November 10th, the Doodabees. Then he adds, I will remember their sins and their lawless deeds no more. Where there is forgiveness of these, there is no longer any offering for sin. Hebrews 10:17-18. I heard a Christian speaker say that many Christians suffer from a real malady. They have a severe case of the Doodabees. They are constantly doing things they think will make them pleasing to God. They do to be. This verse proclaims that Christians suffering from the do-to-bes have life all wrong. There is no way to make ourselves any more acceptable to God than to have our sins forgiven. Now someone will surely say, along with James in the second chapter of his epistle, surely faith that is living is active. That is true. Faithful people do. Yet the offering of our very selves as a living sacrifice is not an attempt to make up for our past. Such sacrifice is misguided. We don't do to be holy. We do because Jesus has proclaimed that we are already holy upon our baptism into Him. Such an understanding makes all the difference in our outlook on life and the joy we will experience. No longer are we discouraged in our efforts, trying to undo a mountain of mess before God. We live free to serve Christ because the chains are already gone. Pray that God will remind you today not to do to be, but do out of what you already are forgiven.